Bishop Vasquez wants to develop a pastoral plan for the Diocese of Austin. It'll help us set our goals for the next 3 to 5 years. And in doing that, we want to consult all of the people of the Diocese of Austin, all of the faithful, those who are consider themselves practicing Catholics, and maybe those who have fallen away or stopped coming to church for whatever reason. We'd like to collect their input, too. And the best way to do that, we thought, would be with an online survey.
And is this the first time something like this is been undertaken?
For our diocese, it's not the first time we've used the SurveyMonkey tool to conduct a survey. We did that at the end of last year when Pope Francis asked us to conduct a survey and collect some information. So we used that, and it was very effective. It was a very good tool. And we said, as we're working through this pastoral plan process, let's use that survey tool again and see how the technology can help us consolidate all of those results.
I'm sure that this has been shared with members of congregations throughout the diocese, but you've also pointed out that you'd like to hear from those who don't regularly attend, so maybe they're not aware that this is around.
Absolutely, that's correct. We've asked all of our parishes and all of our groups and associations that exist at our parishes to please sign in and take this survey. Go online and do it. It takes about 10 minutes. But we're also aware that there are a number of people out there who don't attend church for whatever reason or have stopped coming to church over the years for whatever reasons they may have. And this is a chance for them to express to us their feelings about that and what's going on in their lives and how we can improve certain things and make church a more welcoming environment for those who have stopped coming. And so we want all people to participate.
The bishop's news release indicates 43 questions. What are some examples?
Some of them ask how your parish supports you to teach your children about the Catholic faith, to focus on Catholic education, to provide outreach to those in need. And those are all simple questions where you rank your answer 1 through 5, which you feel your church is doing from not at all important to very important. And then there's some open-ended questions that say, if you know someone who has joined the church, please write the reasons why below. And if you know someone who has left the church, please write in the reasons below. And those are open fields where you can type in as much as you want. For those who don't have access to the online survey, we've asked all of our churches to have paper copies of their survey available in English and Spanish so that anyone can stop by, pick that up, fill it out, and then drop it back off at the church whenever it's done.
The Austin Diocese geographically takes up urban as well as rural, all sorts of other demographic breakdowns. Are you going to be able to whittle things down that minutely, or what's going to happen once you receive the data?
We are. We're asking people to give us some information about them, their age, their background, ethnicity, and those questions are optional to answer. But yes, the diocese is very diverse. We're made up of 25 Central Texas counties. We stretch all the way from west down to San Marcos and from Bryan College Station all the way out to Mason. So it's quite a stretch of distance both directions, north, south, and east, west, or all four directions. And I believe the survey, the questions that are there, will give us an answer, will give us answers into how people are perceiving the church and the difference rural and also urban areas.
The news release also indicates the results are going to be analyzed by a 33-member steering committee. Talk about that a little bit.
That committee was carefully developed. We asked people to come from all types of ethnicities and backgrounds, both lay people and priests and religious brothers and sisters. It's made up of people from all different types of socioeconomic areas, and they get together about once a month to go over all the latest information that's come in, and they will help us draft the first draft and the successive drafts of the plan. But they really help us filter things through and analyze and decide what are the priorities that everyone has suggested. Most of them are volunteers, with a couple of exceptions for priests who are employees of the diocese, for lack of better description. But the rest are volunteers, people who are just giving their time to be part of this process and help us shape the future of the Catholic Church in Central Texas.
And I'm guessing some of the findings may be implemented sooner than later?
Exactly. We're going to look at the findings that come out, and then they will be prioritized, and we'll see what can we do right away and what needs to be put into year two, year three, year four, and year five in terms of the complexity of what it might be or the cost. And we just have to analyze that as we go through. But we are looking at our goals for the next 3 to 5 years. So there will be likely some things that we could implement quite quickly, and then there will be those things that would be larger projects that we have to do in steps or hold off until we have the right budget to carry those things through.
Anything else that I've missed that members ought to know about going into this?
I would just encourage everyone to please visit the website and take the survey. If you're Catholic or if you've fallen away from the Catholic Church, please go and take a few minutes and fill out the survey. We want to hear from you. Bishop Vasquez wants to hear from you. And your voice does count, and it does matter. And we want to look at those reasons why people are staying and why they perhaps have left. And we want to have everyone help us shape the future of the Church.
News release indicates it should take about 10 minutes to complete this, and because it is anonymous, I would think maybe there will be some very candid responses.
We hope so. That's the reason for giving that anonymity to it. You are welcome to put in your name and stuff if you want to, but if you don't, you can leave it blank, and we ask for people to be able to do it online. That was part of the design of the plan, was so that people would feel a little bit more at ease or more relaxed rather than having to write something down and then turn it into somebody else where it might be associated with the faith. This way, it's completely anonymous, and we have 500,000 Catholics in the Diocese of Austin. So we hope that given that population, when all those surveys come in, there will be those who identify themselves and those who don't, and we're hoping to get a fair mix of everyone across the board. And again, we're doing that in English and Spanish, so we will take all of those results and mix them together and then filter them down, rank them and filter them down, and see what comes to the surface as point number one and point number two and point number three and so forth into what is really affecting people's lives in terms of Catholicism and what they like and what they would like to see changed.
Does that cover it?
The one cautionary note here is that there are things that a bishop and a diocese are allowed to change, and there are things that a bishop and a diocese are not allowed to change. So there are some teachings of church doctrine that the bishop has no power to change. That doctrine is the faith that was handed down for centuries from Jesus to the apostles and down to now. So there are some things that we cannot change, but in terms of being a welcoming community or finding a different process for handling things or being able to teach or explain things to people, we can get a very good sense from the community of what's working and what's not and how we can improve that process to make everyone feel and be included in our community.
Even though there might be things that people will submit that cannot be changed, I would think it's still important for the bishop, and maybe he carries that on to others to know that, you know, this is what is on the minds.
Absolutely. Every single piece of data that comes back is going to be critical, and especially that, to really get a pulse of the people and say, okay, people have left the church because of this issue or because of that issue, then we can start to look at how can we teach what we believe as a church on those issues to make it more acceptable to the people, to perhaps make it not be so hurtful by those who have been hurt by it for whatever reason, that we have a chance to better explain that and really make people feel welcome and warm and loved at our churches.
Well, at the same time, those can also submit their thoughts about why they are there and why they are enthusiastic about their faith.
Absolutely. And we expect to get both sides of that spectrum just by the sample size of that we're asking for everyone. We want to hear what we're doing well and why they're there and what keeps them in the pews and how we can improve on that. And then we also want to hear the other side that we discussed of those who have fallen away and then those who are perhaps a little bit more casual with their faith. They only come once or twice a year or once or twice a month, that we want to see what it is that motivates those decisions so that we can help them improve their attendance and become more active members of the Catholic Church.